Each month on this show, we turn to our listeners for some sound advice. We ask you what you're listening to. Joining us this week from NPR Chicago Bureau is Alexis Wright. He's principal at the University of Chicago Lab School, a private middle school. Welcome, Alexis.
Hi, Jackie.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's warm up a chilly spring and get right to it and hear your first selection.
Great. The first song is called Bluebird of Happiness, and it's by a band called Mojave 3 from London, and it's from their record Spoon and Rafter.
Gotta find a way to get home strong. Gotta find a way back home. Gotta find a light to guide me along. Gotta find a way back home.
Am I as cold as you are?
I am 32.
You're 32. I'm dating myself, but I have to tell you, this lovely song sounds like something from the 70s.
It probably could have been recorded in the 70s.
You know, it has that dreamy summer afternoon feeling.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's sort of hazy-ish, country-ish feel. There's several different parts to the song, I think. It's this sort of slow-building beginning part, and then there's a sort of middle part that gets a little bit noisier, louder, and then the ending, which sort of takes you back to the beginning, sort of comes full circle.
So
and you're right, I think this does take you back to some of those 70s folk songs and 60s, The Byrds, Gram Parsons even.
Mm-hmm.
Some Nick Drake, perhaps, and I think, you know, I certainly do think that Neil Halstead, who's the songwriter and principal singer in this band, I mean, I'm sure those are his primary influences.
You're the principal at a middle school of formidable reputation, the Lab School at the University of Chicago. Do you ever talk to the students about the music?
I do. I talk to the kids about music all the time, and I think that's sort of been my way to, you know, forge some relationships with kids as sort of this music as this middle ground, and I think most of the kids don't have real sophisticated tastes yet and are still stuck on some of the sugary, poppy things that you hear on the radio, the Britney Spears, those sorts of things, but have certainly connected with some kids over, for instance, this band, Mojave 3, over some of the hip-hop that kids are listening to these days, bands like Iron and Wine, Bell and Sebastian, some punk bands as well. There are some kids who are listening to that stuff, and that's refreshing to make that connection.
Let's hear a little of the hip-hop.
Right, here's what I want you all to do for me. Bang! Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this. I bring a older roll below the level because I'm living low next to the base. Come on! Turn up the radio.
Boy, this is a classic by now, you know? I mean,
yeah, I do know.
Some people never know.
That's a song called Don't Believe the Hype by Public Enemy off their record It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
When you listen to this, do you muse about how far hip-hop has come and certainly has proved to be an enduring medium?
Certainly, yeah. And I do think about the evolution, how the genre has endured and how it's changed, really. I don't think we get a lot of protest songs anymore, and I'd certainly say that this song is a protest song. And some of these lyrics, I think, are really sort of pressing and urgent and do stand the test of time.
Well, some of the lyrics here are preach to teach all, 'cause some they never had this, number one, not born to run, about the gun. Remind us a little bit about why these lyrics are protest lyrics.
You know, Public Enemy being from New York, I think, you know, at about the time when this record came out in the late 80s, they were reacting to, you know, some pretty big racial incidents in New York that I remember having been in New York at that time. Places in Brooklyn and Queens where young African-American males were set upon by...
Well, there was the incident in Bensonhurst.
Right, Bensonhurst and Howard Beach.
Howard Beach, and then also in Crown Heights.
Right, and in Crown
shooting
Heights.
Shooting of the Yeshiva student,
right,
and the ensuing riot.
Right.
Are you from New York?
Yes, originally born in Manhattan.
Do you feel that as a kid you got the edge in music because of your proximity to New York City?
A little bit. It was right when this record came out when actually my family moved to Western Pennsylvania, and I remember kids respecting me a little bit from being from New York and wanting to know about breakdancing and Run DMC and Public Enemy. And
you didn't tell them you were from the Upper West Side?
No.
Don't believe the...
let's listen to your final selection.
This is a song called Cool Waves by a band called Spiritualized, and it's from a record called Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space.
Boy, you've chosen some really atmospheric music here, Alexis Wright.
I do tend to go for sort of these big orchestral, I think, sweeping sounds at times. And this particular song, I think if I did go to church, this is what I would imagine the music being like. I mean, I think that this song works so perfectly. It's got this gospel choir, and it sort of builds up to the strings and the horns. And it is sort of psychedelic.
Well, and the band's name is Spiritualized.
Well, exactly, exactly. And the songwriter's name is Jay Spaceman.
Are these songs you would play with a candlelight dinner, I'm thinking?
Maybe it depends upon who it was with. But yeah, I think so. Maybe not the Public Enemy selection, but the Mojave selection, Spiritualized, I think they are soothing. They get you thinking about different places, different things. And it's relaxing. And,
well, it's a stressful world, and you have a stressful job. Seriously, you know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Teams and 1,000 questions in
right,
a given
and
hour.
Those bands and those songs can sort of set the mood at times, and it's calming. It's soothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alexis Wright of Hyde Park, Chicago, thanks for sharing this music with us today.
Jackie, you're very welcome. Thanks for letting me share.
If you'd like to find out more about the music Alexis chose, visit our website, npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, drop us an email at watc@npr.org. Please put the word listening to in the subject line, include your phone number so we can call you. What Are You Listening To? Is produced by Susan Stone. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.